Hello there, and welcome to The Bitch Fix, a podcast for women who want to jam out on their lives, live in harmony with their hormones, and reclaim their mood, energy, and mojo. I'm Christine McCarroll, functional nutritionist and women's health straight talker, and I'm here to tell it like it is on all things health, happiness, and hormones for women. So shake off that cape, Superwoman, because we're here to launch this thing. Well, hey, girl, and welcome to episode 108 of The Bitch Fix. So today, as I am recording this, and actually, I think it's going to be the day you get this too. If you are hearing this on the day that it is recorded, it is the autumn or fall equinox. So that means that this is the day where everything is just kind of suspended in balance. So we have an equal length, more or less, of our daytime and our nighttime. And I always really take time and acknowledge this time period. So if you are living in tune with your cycle, with your menstrual cycle, there's also the larger cycles to be aware of, like the cycles of the planet and the cycles of the earth and the cycles of the season. And what I always do at this time of year is this detox for the equinox. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a second. But the reason why I love this equinox so much is it always feels to me like this pause moment. So I imagine it in my mind like the top of a roller coaster. So if you're thinking about a roller coaster or waves or just transition and movement, the way that things are in the world, even when they can seem like they are just always the same day to day, it can seem like day to day, not much is changing. But when you step back just a little bit, you can see that there's these patterns and that things are shifting all the time. And we can go from, kind of lower points to higher points like waves, right? And so I think about this like with the season. So if we're coming from the summer solstice, so the time where there was actually the most light of the year, that was back in June. And I imagine that as like, maybe that's like the bottom of the roller coaster. And then when you get to this equinox, you're like, it's like we've been building, just slowly, slowly, slowly building over the weeks, over the months. And we get to this point now where we are in the middle of September, the end of September, and we're kind of at this peak place. So it's like we were coming up. And I think about it like the top of a roller coaster because it's a pause, right? So if you've been on a roller coaster, it's actually been a long time since I was on one, but if you've been on a roller coaster, there's this like building period, right? So you're like, there's things that are changing and shifting and you're building, but you don't know exactly where you're going yet. And then when you get to the top, you just pause for a moment. So there's no more motion. So if you come and there's like this motion coming up to the top, and then you just pause for a second, you're right at the top, you can see everything. And that's like the moment of balance, right? So for almost all of the rest of the time, things are shifting and moving. So we're moving towards this period, towards the equal period from summer. So we're going from the longest day and slowly the days are getting, gradually they go from the longest day to a little bit shorter, shorter, shorter. And then we get to this balance period. And then from here into the winter solstice, the amount of daylight is going to be getting much less. And then the amount of night is going to be expanding. So there's going to be movement again on the other side of this. But just for today, just for this one solstice, for this one equinox equal period, everything is equal. Everything is balanced. And I just think of it as this moment of catching your breath, right? Like almost before you start heading down the roller coaster onto the other side of something else, here we are catching our breath. Here we are taking a pause where we can see everything. We can look out. We can see everything below us. We can see what's coming. We can see where we've been. And it's just this moment of equanimity, of balance. So it's also a transition period. And I also want to acknowledge that transitions are not always super easy. So something that's interesting that has been coming up for me in the last couple of days is a little bit of feeling of sadness. So I realized I actually was listening to the news, a couple of nights ago, couldn't have been that long ago, maybe one or two nights ago. And here in the Denver area, they told us that it was going to be the last day of a sunset past 7 o'clock for the rest of the year. So from that point, from that day where sunset was after seven, every day it's going to be, the days are shorter and shorter. I know here in Colorado, it gets to be where, you know, not very long after 5 o'clock, I want to say maybe even right around 5 o'clock, it's starting to be dark. And I felt this pang and I felt really just sad for a minute. I was sad that this time where, you know, the days go long, where we sit on the back porch and we enjoy the, you know, the evening time, that's all going to be kind of just going away right now. And it's not that I'm not looking forward to or enjoying the fall. I actually love the fall. It's always been one of my favorite seasons, or even everything that the fall brings and the winter. And, you know, as things move forward and we get into this, you know, more wintry time, it's great. It's wonderful. I actually love this time of year as well. But I am feeling a little bit of that feeling of mourning for the summertime and, you know, everything that has that goes with it that I'm not going to be experiencing now. And I actually just really want to honor that for myself. So the first thing that I tried to do, and I just noticed my thoughts around this, and, you know, some work that I do personally is I just watch my thoughts. And not that I'm always great at that. And sometimes thoughts just come around and I don't even notice them for a while. And I'm like, oh, there's a sneaky thought. But I usually try and notice my thoughts, especially if they're leading me on like a little emotional roller coaster. So I was realizing that I was trying to control this by changing my thoughts right away. I was trying to be like, no, look at what great things are coming. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to feel any of that like nostalgia. You could just be like, great, here is all of the things you love about fall. But I decided not to do that to myself. I decided not to try to force that change to happen too quickly. I allowed myself actually... I noticed myself going in that path, and then I just decided to pull myself up short and not to keep going and trying to make myself just brush right past the feelings of a little bit of sadness and mourning for the joys of summer. And just allowing myself to be a little bit sad about that and not like I'm going to dwell there. Obviously, if I was, you know, in some sort of really deep funk for weeks on end, I would start to go, okay, how can we turn this ship around? But I think for a couple of days to just allow myself to feel that feeling, that emotion of a little bit of sadness of letting the summer go, as I then work towards moving my focus into transition and what intentions I'm setting myself for the fall and the winter, I feel like I was able to do that much better. And I'm so much more clear on, you know, kind of where my focus is going to be in these upcoming seasons, because I did give myself that little bit of grace and allowing myself actually to just be a little bit melancholy. I had a couple of days just being like, okay, I'm a little bit sad about this time passing. And I think that's okay, right? And transitions are just a little bit challenging. So sometimes it's easy to move from one thing to the next, but often transitions are, you know, they come with both the excitement of the new thing and sometimes a little bit of sadness about whatever has gone before. So, you know, even at the beginning of this school year, I know that I mentioned on the podcast, I was feeling a lot of that around my kids getting older and just recognizing the transition period from their really young childhood. I mean, obviously they're still kids, but from their really young childhood into this new phase of life where they are kind of blossoming into themselves and becoming young women. And there's some bittersweetness there too. So it's not about not appreciating what's coming or getting stuck overly in the sadness of like, oh, I don't have that other past thing anymore. But just recognizing that it's a transition period and you can feel the feels about that. I am allowing myself to just feel the feels with my kids. I'm allowing myself to feel the feels about summer. And in a way, you know, these seasons are like seasons of life, right? So like the seasons of life where my kids were young is starting to be over and I'm starting to transition out of that. And then this new season is coming. And it doesn't mean I'm not appreciating it, but I also can recognize what went before. So moving on to the detox for the equinox. Now, I've done this in all kinds of shades and colors over the years, but I do love to just offer this as something that I just share with people around this time. So how you can be doing sort of a mental physical detox around this time and using the equinox period as that perfect breath, right? So if you're just looking at this as like, okay, here's this time where we catch our breath, where we reassess, where we look at what is working and not. And we can look at this in all different levels. We can look at this as what's going on in our life. We can look at this in what's going on in our bodies physically. And how do we use this time period? So I always do something around this time. Sometimes it's been more formal. Sometimes it's been less formal. When I'm doing this equinox is I'm just doing this as a reset on Instagram. So I have basically a little prompt every single day, and then I'm doing a video. And these videos have been, you know, between like 30 and 45 minutes about a step you can take to help yourself to do a gentle detoxification. And if you are not following me over on Instagram, go find me. I am at christine.mccarroll, and you can do this reset with me this week. So I'm doing the 5 days. I actually love that the actual equinox is like middle of the week. It's just so perfect this particular week. So I started on Monday. Today's Wednesday. I'll be doing it until Friday. Just doing a daily practice of something to reset yourself with this equinox. So I just call it detox for the equinox. I've been doing it for years, and I love doing this, and I love sharing this. And so, again, it's just kind of free information, free for you to follow along and do this along with me. So what I wanted to talk about on the podcast today is a concept that I was sharing about somewhat in the videos for this week, and I just wanted to bring it to the podcast. So the videos actually will be coming down after this week. So if you're listening to this way later, join me for the next detox for the equinox. I will do it in March of 2022 will be the next time I'm doing this, because I do it at every equinox, and I think it's just been a little different shade every time. So if you're listening to this later, you'll come find it then. But regardless of when you listen to this, I want to share my idea that I've been sharing this week over in those videos, which is active detox versus passive detox. And what I'm sharing this week over on Instagram in the detox for the week is something that's a little bit more considered what I consider a passive detox. But I want to be clear that passive doesn't mean nothing is happening. So I just want to define, first of all, where I think detoxification falls in our bodies and our hormone healing system, and then what my concept is of this active versus passive detoxification. So in my signature 6-step process, which is the hormone healing priority list. So when I think about healing hormones, and in reality, this applies to pretty much our bodies overall. So when we're healing anything in the body, for sure hormones, but just about anything else that needs healing, there's a priority list, right? So your body isn't going to go to the lowest item on the priority list and start there, even if that's where you're having symptoms. So you could be having symptoms anywhere. You could be having symptoms of period problems. You could be having symptoms of digestive problems. You could be having symptoms of brain fog or fatigue, or a whole laundry list of things that I hear from women all the time. And that is where you are, that's where things are showing up. Right? So you're experiencing that symptom. And of course, as you know, as humans, our interest is to just go right away to that thing that needs fixing, right? So where is the thing that is hurting, and how can I get out of that hurt as quickly as possible? So understandably so, right? If you're not feeling good, you want to feel better. But we also, if we want to stay feeling better and we want to have those things not pop up in some different way at another time, have to address the underlying root causes, right? So I talk about this as like the whack-a-mole approach. And so I think that our conventional medical system is very much a whack-a-mole approach, which is like a mole pops up like a symptom, we whack it with some sort of a medication, and we're not ever addressing the underlying root cause. So if you just keep whacking those moles, they're going to keep popping up in other places and in other ways until we get to the real root of the issue, right? So when I'm talking about this, I'm actually thinking about, again, like this priority list. So I have 6 steps in my hormone healing priority list. And right in the middle of that is detoxification. Now, I call detoxification, being right in the middle, the center of the hormonal web. So in addition to kind of being this priority list, I think about how everything is connected. And if you think about these as like spokes, everything is, everything comes to the center. And I think detoxification is right in the center of this hormone healing priority list, because we could be doing everything else right, but if detoxification is not working, which is just a physiological process in the body, and if it's not working, nothing else is going to work. There's nothing else we can do downstream that's going to actually get the results that we're looking for if we have a backed up detoxification system. So in my program, which is the Bitch Fix in 6, Accept Savvy Hormones, we go into some more active detox in a supported fashion, but only after all of the passive detox is working well. So what I say is everybody can start with passive detox, which just means we are lightening the load. And I will just tell you a little bit about what that means. So in passive detox, we are lightening the load. We're not pushing anything. We're not asking the body to do more. We are just removing the obstacles for our bodies to do what they are meant to be doing already. So to me, that is really the definition of active versus passive. So in passive, we're removing obstacles. In active, we are encouraging things to move a little bit faster. So I've used a couple of analogies with this. I use the analogy a lot about dishes in the sink, right? So if we are piling dishes in the sink all the time, and we never actually do the dishes, which is our detoxification process, we're just going to keep building a backlog of dishes, right? So if every single night you eat dinner, you put your dishes in the sink, but you never wash the dishes, you're just going to get a huge sink full of dirty dishes. And it's because you don't have the capacity to do all of the dishes that keep coming in if you're only able to do like one dish at a time. So for our bodies, we need to just sometimes stop putting more dishes in the sink. And then that lets us get to the backlog of the dishes that are there, right? So we're not adding anything in. We are just stopping adding more. And that lets our bodies get to that backlog that they need to actually work better. So the other analogy that I've used this week is if you think about your detoxification as this like river that's flowing, or this stream. And the stream is flowing, and it should just be flowing down. So it's coming from, I don't know, the mountain somewhere, and it's flowing down the mountain and towards a lake, right? So it's just flowing and flowing. That should be how things are supposed to be working with detoxification. So when people say things like detoxification is just a natural body process, or I have a liver for that, that's my favorite thing to roll my eyes out. But I have a liver for that. So if you're just thinking it's supposed to be happening all the time, that's really like that stream or river just flowing. The water is just flowing. But if it comes up across, to some giant boulder that's in the stream, it's going to have a hard time flowing past that. So all of the things that we do in our normal day-to-day life are like we're like adding this big boulder to the stream that's supposed to be free flowing. So, you know, things like the medications that we take, even just relatively innocuous seeming medications like Tylenol or Advil for a headache, certainly prescription medications, just the air that we breathe, honestly, sadly, in our modern world, the water that we drink, the foods that we eat that have a lot of preservatives in them, or crappy fats, or a lot of sugar, just things that are maybe in and of themselves, each little thing isn't, you know, going to cause some huge backlog. But when you start adding it all up, it is a pretty big boulder in the stream. So with passive detox, we're not forcing anything. We're just taking the boulder out of the middle of the stream. We're just moving that thing that is blocking the natural flow. So things are just supposed to be flowing naturally. That's true. Our bodies are designed for this. We just put a lot of impediments in there that our bodies aren't really designed to handle. And so when we are doing this passive detox, all I'm talking about is removing the stressors, removing the things for a period of time. In this case, we're doing 5 days around the equinox, just removing things that are creating stress to the body so that it can work better. So I'm not talking about like, you know, adding more water to the stream. We're not like forcing things to move faster. We're not putting a windmill upstream to force the water to move it's not a windmill. What is that thing? It's like the water wheel, to like make the water move in a different way. We're not doing any of that. But when you take the boulder out, the stream is just going to go faster and work better, even without you doing any active part on your own. So there are strategies for doing active detox, and I do think those can be warranted and helpful and beneficial, especially for women who are healing their hormones. And I walk through that again in my program and with my private clients. But I think anybody can do passive detox. We can just start taking the boulders out and your body will work better. So even if you don't do anything else, even if you just remove the stressors, your body is going to work better. So the things that I'm addressing this week in the Detox for the Equinox Challenge Reset over on Instagram, we started off on Monday talking about body burden. So what is the makeup of those dirty dishes or that boulder to begin with? What are all of us exposed to all the time that is creating that burden on our bodies? And just, you know, understanding where that load is coming from, because a lot of people, even who live relatively healthy lives, are not considering what could be creating some of that body burden. So I'm just shining a light on our body burden. Then yesterday I talked all about our detoxing the detox pathways. So our primary ways of getting things out of our bodies are peeing, pooping, and sweating. So if you're just thinking about like, what are the different, maybe waterways, what are the different streams that are flowing to move things along and help our bodies to naturally detoxify? So the way that our bodies just naturally get rid of our own metabolic waste, as well as external things that we are exposed to, is through peeing, pooping, and sweating. Now, there are other body organs and systems that are helping us to get rid of that. So like the kidneys and the lungs, and we have other ways of detoxing, right? But I am just thinking about these as like our three biggest ways of getting rid of things. So that's peeing, pooping, and sweating. So I talked about how do we detox the detox pathways? How do we get ourselves to have a daily bowel movement, to have the right amount of pee and sweat so that we are getting things out of our body just naturally? Because if we're blocking that, then anything that we're letting loose isn't going to be able to go anywhere. So we have to be moving. We have to have those pathways open so that things can move overall. And then from there, we're talking about for the rest of the week, what else can be adding to the burden? So I'm going to be talking about things that are in our pantries, in our kitchens, and in our personal care products that could be creating a burden on the body. So again, when we lighten the load by removing some of these stressors, then we are able to, again, we're just allowing the stream to flow faster. So again, that is all passive detox. And this, again, passive does not mean you're not doing anything. Passive doesn't mean you're just laying on the couch and like doing an om and like allowing your body to like, I'm just detoxing, just sitting here. That's not what I mean, right? So passive means that you don't have to push detox. You're just removing the things that are in the way. And I believe firmly that this is step number one for everybody on any sort of plan. And if you ever want to do any more active detoxification plan, you're going to be creating havoc if you do not do this passive step first. So if you don't just remove the boulders, if you don't stop putting dishes in the sink, there is absolutely zero way you're going to be effective in any detox protocol you do past that. So anything that you're trying to do that's more active, that's encouraging it in a variety of ways that we can do that, but you're not going to be effective. And actually you could be making things worse. This is actually one of my biggest, hills to die on is that you can be making things so much worse for yourself if you are not first supporting detoxification pathways. And if you're doing anything that would be promoting detox without proper body support, essentially we're just allowing all of this crap to roam freely into our bodies and to be creating actually more damage. So where we might think that detoxification is, if we're doing something more active, is helping us, in reality, we could be doing the opposite. We could actually be actively harming ourselves if we're not supporting that appropriate detoxification. So we have to make sure that this passive is working first, and only then can we move to active, which might involve things like fasting or taking particular herbs or other methods of excreting things in a more active form from the body. We cannot do that until those detox pathways are open. So that is what I mean when I'm talking about active versus passive detoxification. Like I said, everybody can start with passive detoxification. And if you want to hear me talk more about how you can do this passive detoxification, come join me on Instagram this week. I'll be talking about it every single day. You can follow along. You can also DM me over on Instagram, and I will send you a meal plan for the week. Even if you're starting late, even if it's Wednesday, today and you're just now catching up, it's not a problem. You can totally catch up. Pick your 5 days whenever you want to. We're still in this equinox period for at least another week or so. And you can honestly do this anytime, right? You can choose to do passive detox anytime. And so I'm happy to, if you DM me anytime, even if you're hearing this in like, I don't know, November, you are free to DM me and I will send you this, this detoxification, or detox for the equinox meal plan that's supporting your natural, lightening of the load detox process, this passive detox that I've been talking about. So, anyway, I hope this has been helpful for you to understand the different types of detoxification and why we might want to do each of those things. Again, I'm happy to have you join me over on Instagram this week as we are in this wonderful equinox period, taking advantage of this breathing space, this pause, this at the top of the roller coaster moment to reassess what's going on for you and to support your body in its natural transformation and transition process. Have a great rest of your week and weekend, everybody, and I will see you next time. Hey, if you've been on the hormonal roller coaster and want to know how to put the theories and strategies shared on this podcast to work for your body, I want to invite you to join me in my program, The Bitch Fix in 6 Steps to Happy Hormones. I'll help you heal your hormones naturally so you can get your mood, energy, and mojo back and live the badass life you were designed for. This is the work I've done with hundreds of women, and it can work for you too. To learn more, go to thebitchfixin6.com. I can't wait to meet you inside.